Welcome back to Nate Timm's Lay of the Land Thanksgiving special. Appreciate all of you tuning in, and I hope you enjoy bringing back some memories and perhaps learning some new ideas about how Thanksgiving was celebrated a few decades in the rearview mirror. So the next thing, Jerry, and my guest is Jerry Apps, and the next thing I think we should talk about, Jerry, is a bit about preparation for the Thanksgiving event. I know my family, this is something that was probably being worked on to some degree, perhaps all summer, in that my mother would have canned all kinds of vegetables from her garden. There would have been potatoes in the bin. All of those items would have been part of preparation for the meal. Also, the word would have gone out probably weeks in anticipation of the actual celebration to the relatives. Well, we're going to have Thanksgiving at our farm, and it'll be at such and such an hour. And can you come? And they would say yes or no. And that would probably be the extent of the invitation, because we did not have a telephone. So we were not calling anybody up. And, of course, it was before the IT age, where we text and email and all of those modern communication techniques. So you really have to take yourself back in time to an era where people were planning over a long period of time to do certain kinds of events. What about you, Jerry?
Very much what you were talking about was true at our farm as well, where my mother was canning and vegetables, and we had a small orchard as well, with I don't know half a dozen apple trees, and so she would be making crab apple pickles, and I will mention after a little bit the menu that we used that we had for our Thanksgiving meal, and it included these crab apple pickles. But one unique thing, I think, about our family, which was different from a lot of families as they celebrated Thanksgiving, turkey was always seen as a Thanksgiving Day food. But not at our farm, because my dad did not like turkey. He did not want to see any turkey served ever, whether it be at Thanksgiving or Christmas or 4th of July. It didn't matter. No turkey for my dad. So prior to Thanksgiving Day, we would drive to Stevens Point, which was our nearest big city, so to speak, and I think nearly every Saturday for all through summer and into fall, it was called a cattle fair in downtown Stevens Point. And at that cattle fair, one could buy everything from a feeder pig to a chicken. These were all live critters. And my dad would buy a live duck. Can you imagine that? A live duck. And they put it in a gunny bag, and I can remember so clearly driving back from Stevens Point to our home farm in our old 1936 Plymouth, and my two brothers and I were in the back seat, and between us we held tight to this struggling duck in the gunny bag. And it was duck that we had for the noon meal, because as my dad said, that turkey is just, turkey meat is just too dry. A duck has the flavor that one needs to celebrate Thanksgiving.
That is really interesting, Jerry, because my family also did not have a turkey. I really don't think turkey was that popular at that era. When you think back about it, the big, gigantic turkey farms hadn't really come to Wisconsin. and probably weren't that popular nationally. So my mother always had a lot of poultry on the farm, and one of the poultry species that she raised regularly was goose. She had geese on the farm that she had raised from eggs. She had a few geese that she carried over the winter, and they would lay eggs in the spring, and she would have them incubate their eggs, and those goslings would grow over the summer, and in the fall, one of those would be harvested for our Thanksgiving meal, and they were gigantic birds, you know, probably, I don't know, in the probably 15-pound or so category, and that was the special meat that we had. Like, you were having duck, we were having goose. Why don't you talk a little bit about the menu, Jerry?
Sure, some of your listeners, I'm sure, are familiar with a book that I wrote with my daughter, Susan Apps-Modilli. The book is Old Farm Country Cookbook, and it's based on my mother's recipes, because we when she passed, we found her old recipe box, and Susie and I went through that and put together this book. And it's based on the holidays and events rather than on a standard cookbook. But in there, I have a section on Thanksgiving. And the menu that I chose to include in the book went something like this. Of course, we started with roast duck. And she had a special orange sauce that she prepared for that roast duck. Then we had mashed potatoes with gravy. And we always had, for meals of this sort, sauerkraut, a reflection of our German heritage. We had a big crock of sauerkraut in the pantry all winter long, starting in the fall and going through all winter. And almost every meal, we had some sauerkraut. Along with that, we had cranberry relish. We liked cranberries, but we didn't have them but only a couple times a year. Then, remember, I mentioned crab apple pickles. We had those, and we also had dill pickles. We had a pickle patch, cucumber patch, and my mother always made dill pickles, so we had dill pickles, and we raised pumpkins, and we had pumpkin pie. Pumpkin pie, I can smell it and taste it to this day.
Well, we're going to come back and hear more about that menu. Right now, we're going to transition for a break, and Jerry will be back and talk some more about the menu, the main feature of Thanksgiving. See you in a few minutes. Thanks.